that is correct, ladies and gentlemen. You're back with the epic show itself. Blow the whistle here on twitch.tv/sportsdownshy.
Live.
Live.
Coming to theaters near you.
We're at Jungle.
Feels like I'm about to go to battle with Thanos, man. I love it.
I am Iron Man.
No, you are Tyler Butterball Beaterball. I am Andrew Pepe Valentine, and I'm here with David Double D Dykstra. I'm screwing up now.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Also, quick too, if you want to reach us, because I forgot to do this at the beginning, hit us up at our social media at BlowTWhistle1 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Hit us up with any questions you have, comments, things like that at BlowTWhistleRadio@gmail.com as well. We always appreciate it hearing from you guys.
I know they've heard this before, but I swear to God, we're going to start TikToking here soon.
Yes, we will. We'll do that. Thank you to those of you who listen for Blow the Whistle that are X-Bombs fans as well. I've been getting your questions. I'm saving them up to use here on Blow
you
want to
do a mailbag day?
We can do that on
an evergreen.
I got a couple of questions for us. A lot of them.
Any of them asking me how racist I truly am?
No.
Damn.
I'm putting those in a spam box right now.
Son of a.
we should read those though. I want to hear these people.
I really don't.
There's some great ones. There's some good ones for sure.
Hey man, when we were talking about Live Golf, I got called on American a couple of times by people.
So. America.
So guess what? Guess what happens when we talk about what Rory just had to say about the Live Golf thing?
I love it.
Oh, trust me, I already went on social media and made a lot of people mad.
screw Live Golf.
I take the money. You take money over morals? Yeah, that's the most American thing in the world.
That is the American way.
Absolutely.
excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, your former president. Just gonna say.
There you go. Also, too, for anybody that would possibly be asking, anybody who'd be asking about the Big Ten segment that we did and being like, how come you guys didn't talk about Northwestern? How do you think they're going to do?
Is their over-under?
Three and a half.
I'm going under.
Fade it. 0-12?
No.
1-11
again? I think they win one.
They can win one.
One?
They'll win one.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Under is only... That's even money.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad thing.
Wow.
I was like, seriously?
Yeah, it's not.
I wonder how much that changed from the time that broke.
From now?
Yeah.
You think it was like.
That'd be interesting.
You think the line was higher?
Maybe a game.
5.5.
A little bit.
Maybe a game.
Think a game.
4.5.
I don't know how recently.
Coming off a 1-11 season, so yeah, I wouldn't know how much that would have been adjusted.
Maybe a game.
I'm surprised they gave him 3.5, honestly.
I couldn't believe it.
That's shocking. I didn't see that.
Honest to God, I don't think they're getting, just real quick, I don't think they'll get Mike Kafka.
No.
But I love the Jim Leonard.
That's because
Jim Leonard would be a hell, and I mean a hell of a hire.
That
would
be a great one.
He got just point blank screwed over at Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That should have been his job.
Well, the fact that he was... the fact that he was still willing to say, like, yeah, I'll stick around and work with Fickell.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that he was willing to do that, like, because that's how he's always been. Like, as an NFL player, like, this dude was an incredible safety for the Jets. I mean, and he took a lot of backlash because people thought that he wasn't fast enough, big enough, all that stuff.
My phone knew you were talking about Rory. He's in the lead at the Scottish Open.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, Rory. Retire if you want to.
Not taking the money.
Yeah.
I retire.
But Leonard, I think this is his job.
Run.
Bar none. So I think when he gets there, give it a couple years. Because that guy runs a tight ship.
He runs a tight ship and he can recruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets, trust me. He
got J.J. Watt to come to Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's true. No, you should go to Wisconsin. Trust me. It's a good program.
As a walk-on.
That's insane.
Well, you know, Central Michigan wasn't working for him as a tight end, so then he decided to become 6'6", 290 at Wisconsin and become a monstrous man and hang out with Antonio Brown while he's at Central Michigan, too. All right, let's get into the Big 12 here because this Big 12 is about to look completely different this year and going into next year, right?
Yeah.
This is the last year for Oklahoma and Texas. This is the first year for Cincinnati, Houston, Central Florida, and BYU. All four of those teams are now officially in the Big 12, so they will be there at Media Day. Obviously, it's going to be very interesting to see how this one plays out. Right off the bat, I mean, the favorite seems to be from the get-go, it's Texas. They're
mine.
Texas right now is favored at 9.5 wins, but so is Oklahoma, though. Oklahoma's also favored at 9.5 wins. So
why is my question is, Daniels back
for
quarterback, or is it Daniels, the kid that transferred from UCF?
Oh, Gabriel?
Dylan
Gabriel's still a quarterback for Oklahoma, as far as
I heard.
That
does make a difference. Dylan Gabriel, probably, in my eyes, one of the most underrated quarterbacks in college football today.
I'd say so. What he did at UCF, considering that he had to come in and be the...
Everything?
He had to be everything after Mackenzie Milton had been this... godsend for UCF for a long time, who replaced Blake Bortles. Ooh.
Blake Bortles was a stud at UCF.
He was.
I mean,
he didn't translate to the pros.
Right.
But he did pretty well for himself.
Right. Or excuse me, Blake Bortles, and then there was somebody else in the middle, and then
so you're saying there's no chance General Booty is the starting
QB. No, if anybody's gonna be the backup to that dude, it's gonna be Jackson Arnold. That kid at Oklahoma is amazing. Jackson Arnold is the real deal.
Well, I mean, you could talk quarterback rooms all you want, but there's only one quarterback room in that Big 12 conference.
Yeah.
It's Texas.
Yeah.
They've got...
And they got another one, from what I understand.
They
picked up another one?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Right now, that quarterback room consists of Quinn Ewers, who's been named the starter, Malik Murphy, who is a can-do-everything weapon, who was amazing in spring. And then obviously you have Jesus football himself, Mr. Arch Manning, who, yes, did not look good in spring training, but spring practice.
It happens.
But yeah, he's a freshman quarterback.
Exactly. Like, come on, guys.
I know he's got the last name Manning, and you expect things. Just like everybody thought Wembanyama in his first summer league was supposed to dominate.
I kept forgetting. He's not in the 24 class.
He's a freshman.
Now.
I thought so.
And let's just not... We've said it off air plenty enough. Thank God that kid got Cooper's genetics.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he is ripped.
Yeah, that picture... If you haven't seen the picture of him kind of floating around next to his uncle's...
no, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, there's a picture.
As Eli goes, it was a bad angle.
He's jacked. No. Yeah, no.
No.
It's dad bod, and in the middle is like the supreme athlete. Although he better hope that, because between him are four championships and one Hall of Famer and one probably going
soon to be
Hall of Famer.
Maybe not first ballot, but
definitely going to get into the Hall of Fame at some point. So you got a lot to live up to, kid.
I think Texas's defense will be better this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they're stacked.
The one question, but from... See, this is why I love working my show, because I do get all the inside...
the inside knowledge from
inside
your...
inside stuff...
From your Texas alum?
The running back room is stacked.
Yes.
There. So, yes, there will be a drop-off from...
I mean, yeah, of course.
Bijan.
Not having Bijan, that's a big drop-off.
Not as big a drop-off as you may think.
You won't have that single back that can kind of stick around and do everything.
Who
but
are they saying?
Have enough guys there that they can work.
Who are they saying is going to be RB1?
I think they're going committee, to be honest with you. I really do. I think it's going to be a lot. You know how Penn State ran it last year?
Yeah.
Where Singleton is maybe one.
Okay.
But it's more like 1A kind of thing.
Yeah. So
because Allen's not a two.
That's a very good point.
You see that a lot in colleges, though, now. Like, they run like a multiple.
But they still have... They still have... what's his name?
Hmm.
Worthy?
Oh, Xavier Worthy is their wide receiver. He's their
stud wide receiver.
Although they did... Well, I don't know if he's the stud, because A.D. Mitchell, who came from Georgia, he transferred there to Texas. He's 6'4", he's 190, and man, can he move.
Well, once again...
That's a 1-2 punch, because Worthy's not a big dude. He's a speedster. He's only like 165 pounds or whatever, but they're a perfect 1-2 punch for Ewers or whoever's quarterbacking that team.
Ewers.
I think it's Ewers. It's got to be Ewers.
Come on, folks.
They're not going to throw Arch in already.
No. Well, and that's what everybody obviously projected.
Arch wants to redshirt.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's another quarterback that's there. It's pretty darn good as well.
You already said Malik Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy.
Malik Murphy.
Guy.
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Well,
on any other team, he's a starter.
Shout out to Michael Jenkins. Jenks even said if yours went down, he would not be surprised to see Murphy in instead of
Murphy Arch. Murphy will likely be there because he's a freshman, so he'll likely be there into next year. He'll battle with Arch. Arch most likely will win the job, I would assume. But if he doesn't, Murphy's a good guy to have there because he
Arch transfers to Ole Miss.
Yep.
Would not shock me one bit if that would be the case.
That would have to happen.
Or Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to one of the dad's alma mater, so. Or grandpa's too. They still have Jordan Whittingham, who's a solid receiver slash tight end. He's an H-back. He can work in all different kinds of levels. Their offensive line is filled to the brim with veterans and transfer guys that they were able to get.
Cowboys.
Their defense is fast. They can attack. They can take. They got takeaways. This Texas team should be, I would think, 11-1. They should be in that conversation.
I've got them going undefeated.
Undefeated?
Oh, wow, okay.
I got them at 11-1, but I got them in the college football playoff.
I have them walking into Tuscaloosa and beating Auburn.
Bama?
Bama, week two.
Yeah.
In Bama.
See, look at the rest of their schedule. They should easily beat all these teams.
Absolutely.
It's just the Bama.
Oklahoma.
It's just
Bama. Oklahoma's the only other one, because you just never know what's going to happen in the Red River rivalry.
Yeah.
Well said.
I didn't think about it.
That's good.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
It would be Oklahoma or Bama that would give me I would give them the one.
Once
loss
again, I said this last year, and the reason I'm going to repeat myself is because I think it's true every year when it comes to Alabama. Mm-hmm. If you can catch Alabama early, that's when you need to catch them when you're a really good team, because
they
Alabama,
lose their confidence pretty quick.
No, yeah. Well, not just that. But Alabama typically takes a couple of weeks, especially with new people around. Like last year with Bryce Young, he had new wide receivers he wasn't used to yet.
Right.
So it took him a little while to get the chemistry with the wide receivers. And I'll say till the day I die, Quentin Ewers doesn't get hurt in that game.
Oh,
Texas runs away.
I'm right there with you. I totally agree. If Quentin Ewers did not get hurt, that mean they were right there with them, and they weren't right there with them.
They were whipping Alabama's butt.
What, were they up by two scores at the time?
Yeah, they had
a two score, and then Alabama came back, and then they had like a 2-point conversion or whatever.
Yeah, that's right.
So
okay,
the score was a weird one. I mean,
if Ewers didn't go down, that would have been a bloodbath.
So
he's quarterback, folks.
My only worry about Ewers is that he cut his mullet.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the short hair going now.
Idiot. I love the mullet on him.
A lot of people did.
Yeah.
A lot of people did. He's had that thing since like middle school, he said.
It gives him that trashy kind of vibe, which I like in a quarterback.
I mean, he looks like a clean-cut kid now.
Which, you know,
I love what he looks. He looks like a little hillbilly.
He's trying to go pro.
Yeah, man.
He's trying to look like a pro.
Hey, it worked out for, what's his name? God, I can't think of his name. Oh my God, I'm going blank. Backup for Philly.
Oh, Minshew?
Minshew. Yeah. He had the mullet.
Gardner's probably going to be a starter for the first couple weeks this year.
He might. Although, if their owner has anything to say about it, he wants that.
He just looks like a typical
rookie in there.
He just looks like a typical frat kid now.
He does. Yeah.
Anybody Anyways. You think other than Texas and Oklahoma that can contend?
I mean, we were talking about TCU. They're favored at 7.5 for wins. You lost a lot on that team, right? Top receiver gone. Top
running
back
gone. Can he transfer portal his way into something special again this year? I don't think so.
No. I think that they'll eventually bounce back into it.
I would say Kansas State would be my other team aside from Texas.
Listen, that kid Howard looked really good. He looked really good, and he's going to be the quarterback for them.
They lost
Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, they lost him, but
do not sleep on Kansas. Do not sleep.
That's true.
Jalen Daniels is a stud.
Kansas State right now favored at 8.5, but Kansas is favored at 6.5, and Jalen Daniels is returning as the quarterback. They're going to be having their full defense back, I think, returning, and I think their offense is coming back almost at full strength, too.
Almost complete.
Okay. So they were in it for some games there. I mean, Jalen Daniels stepped in there after he got injured even and still played like a top rookie stud. So There's opportunity here for people to take over.
My dark horse isn't even listed.
Which is?
Texas Tech.
Ah, okay.
Is that your favoritism, though?
They have, no.
Okay.
Here's the caveat, though.
Okay.
They are starting slow again this year.
Yeah.
The kid is 6-0 as a starter. Right. 6-0.
Okay. Yeah.
He always gets hurt, though. If he can stay healthy, I know that defense has been upgraded since last year.
Yeah.
It's going to be an average defense. So if that offense is as potent as it normally is and you have an average defense, Texas Tech is a scary team.
Yeah.
I'll say they made noise last year. They were kind of, they impressed me last season. I wasn't really super high on them, but.
Well, they have a sophomore that is backing up slow that is an absolute gunslinger.
Yeah. You've got Tyler Show right now, who's kind of sitting as the starter. And then you have Bayron, I think is how you say his name. Bayron Morton, mm-hmm. who's Morton, their backup.
Morton yeah. is a beast.
Yes. They've got a pretty solid receiving core again. Miles Price, Dre McCray is kind of their top guy at this point. Their offensive line, you know, it's a lot of guys that you're probably not going to hear about. But these are kind of the, listen, Texas Tech is one of those teams who get those 2- and 3-star Texas boys who you don't hear about, but they're still 6'5", 305,
yeah.
and still benching like 500
And they're
pounds
only asked to guard for 4 seconds.
Yeah, because they get rid of the ball so fast, and it's like, well, we're not going to go into the shotgun, or we're not going under center ever. So
right.
Joe McGuire's done a pretty good job, though, getting this team back on track, and their defense is going to be all about takeovers. Like, that's how they, their takeaways, they all go for the interceptions and the fumbles and stuff. So, but they could be there.
Should we worry about Houston at all now that they're making?
That's what I was gonna say. So for the incoming teams, obviously you've got again Cincinnati, Houston, UCF,
and BYU.
No one wants to hear it, but UCF always scares me. You just like
they're at 6.5 right now. That's projected. Yeah. So.
Like that's it's a team.
They could pull some upsets.
They're always they're that smaller school that you can never really.
Yeah.
And they always have a quarterback. Always.
Yeah, if they go in, Tyler, maybe you can look this up to see UCF because I'm assuming they're playing Oklahoma at some point.
Yes, they play Oklahoma week.
Are they in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. That's the one.
If they go into Oklahoma and beat Oklahoma, Dylan Gabriel is going to be one very mad individual. That's just what I'm going to say. So,
yeah.
And that's possible too because Oklahoma's defense is once again kind of like, could go either way.
Right.
Like they don't, like they got some guys, but those guys are young and they still need some coaxing a little bit. Houston, Clayton Toon's gone. Mm-hmm. I don't know who their quarterback is, unfortunately. I don't really have a lot on.
I don't know if they really announced their quarterback. This is what their quarterback room looks like. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Quarterback room, they got Uwe Ale or Ale.
Okay.
Lucas Coley, Jeff Huff, Caleb McKenzie, Donovan Smith, and then Jake Sock.
Caleb McKenzie I've heard of.
McKenzie's
the only one I've heard
of. That's the only other guy. I don't recognize any of the other guys.
But BYU is favored right now at 5.5. There's another one. They lost Jared Hall.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot of their talent has kind of transferred in and out at this point. So I wouldn't look to them too.
I wouldn't.
Cincinnati, though, could be an interesting one. I know they're at 5.5. Evan Prater, I just learned, though, the quarterback that I thought was going to be the starter actually just switched to wide receiver and is projected to be part of the starting lineup potentially. So, and you're talking about a guy that's 6'5", 200 pounds and can run. So they could do something. They could be an upset team, but of all of these teams, I think UCF has the good chance to go like 7-5, maybe 8-4, depending on how it falls. Cincinnati, I would say, is the next closest one at 6-6. Okay. Otherwise, Houston and BYU, I think, are going to go through some growing pains. But you just entered the Big 12.
I was going to say, I don't expect a lot from these four teams because this is a big change.
Entered the Big 12. Recruiting's going to change from in and out drastically because now you can still go get those small recruits that you used to go get, but now you have the chance to possibly get bigger names because you're in a bigger conference, so people are going to be more entertained to join you.
This will benefit these teams a lot
in
the upcoming years for sure. I honestly totally forgot that this was going in effect this season.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was the following season.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I totally forgot this was this season.
Because Cincinnati,
great for college football.
Because you think Cincinnati, Ohio produces a lot of good college talent.
Oh, yeah.
So you think some of those guys that are 3-4 stars.
There's been a lot of talent that came.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, that's Kelsey's, both Kelsey's ex school.
Absolutely. So you get some of those 3-4-star guys that don't want to go to Ohio State, and they say, well, maybe I'll go to Cincinnati because Texas and Oklahoma are leaving next year.
Mm-hmm.
We go there, we dominate, and we become the masters of the Big 12. That's very possible.
It can definitely. I mean, hell, since he was one of those teams, I mean, this was obviously before they made it the Big 12, right. But like they were a dominant team back, like, what, 3-4 years back?
Yeah, absolutely.
They made the national championship, so they made it, shoot.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd be good here on Twitch.
One here that we have to mention for the Big 12, Oklahoma State. They are favored right now at 9.5 wins. They did lose Spencer Sanders.
Here comes David.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan of Mike Gundy. I love Mike Gundy.
He will find a way to screw something up. Every single year.
That's why I like
it. Every single year.
Well, the only I was looking
plus there are alum or just a-holes.
Yeah, that's true. I look back at their record since Mike Gundy's been there, because he's been there a long time, folks. He's been there a long time. Can you remember? Do you know what his best season was by any chance, David? Do you remember what his best season as Oklahoma State's head coach has been?
Mason Rudolph years?
No.
Really?
No.
All right.
It was just before that.
We have something interesting by our boy King B-Mac.
Okay. Yeah.
Sent me a lot of stuff here on the Twitch stream.
Okay.
I don't know. Did one of us say -1 wins? He said, he said -1 wins. He's like, that should be the new college football sanctions. You start with -1 wins and have to play back to respectably.
Then he goes, that's a reference Northwestern.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah.
And then he goes, in fact, put that in the NBA too. Eliminate tanking by taking away all the ping pong balls for losing and make teams start the next year with -1 wins, and you have to get back into the positives to get a lottery pick. Otherwise, you pick at the back of the first round.
Oh,
I love that.
That's interesting.
That's great.
That's really cool.
Dad, B-Mac, baby.
I said for
never disappoints this guy.
Yeah. I said for the NFL, they should do a toilet bowl.
I said that, yeah.
Like a week before the Super Bowl, the week in between, you have the two worst teams in the NFL.
Take away the Pro Bowl and put that in there.
There you go.
Winner gets #1 overall pick.
I love that.
I said that for the NBA. I said, you want to eliminate tanking in the NBA? Now they've got that stupid in-season tournament. I can't wait to see how bad that goes. But I said, take that out.
As three major stars blow out their knee during it.
But take that out. Put the top four teams in there and say, there you go. Like a college football playoff system, battle it out for the #1 pick.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
The four worst teams?
Yeah, the four worst teams. Excuse me. Yes.
It's like top teams.
Make this more fun. I don't want to see the Pro Bowl anymore. It sucks.
It is. It's bad.
It's horrible.
It's very bad.
That sucked too.
But no, I was going to say for the Oklahoma State thing, it was 2011.
No, it is flag football now.
Yeah, no, I know.
It still sucks. It literally is flag football. It was 2011 with Brandon Wheaton and Justin Blackmon.
Jesus
Christ. How about that for a throwback?
Mr. Michael Irvin's paying me to go to Oklahoma State I'm an old man.
They were 11-1.
old man.
And they were third in the country that year. They almost became #2, but they just missed out because of first place votes going, I forgot who it was that year, but first place, they missed out on some first place votes. And Ben Gundy went out there and went, and what do we got to do to get some first place votes up in here so that Oklahoma State can be in the national championship? Do we not deserve it? Do we not deserve it?
I'm 40. I'm a man.
he gave that same energy. And everyone's like, why is he so upset? This isn't, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm 40.
Still the greatest rant ever.
There's been others, but yeah, that's top of the list for sure.
Between him, Mike Gundy, between him and what should have been the Mike Leach, unfortunately passing away.
God!
There would have been a great football podcast or something between those two. Mike Leach just babbling about some random stuff. And Gundy just yelling at
the mic. That's the only thing I'm going to... Well, not the only thing. He was a brilliant, brilliant mind.
Yes.
Mike Leach was when it came to college football and the air raid. The air raid, it would not exist without Mike Leach. But, God, it never came to fruition. but you just wanted Mike Leach to go off on Lane Kiffin and Nick Saban just on a tirade of all tirades. The fact that that man came out and said, screw it. If we're expanding to 12, let's just make it 64 teams and let's do what basketball does. I was like, yes, that is amazing.
Unbelievable. I love it.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, man.
Like we always do, give me your top three. Give me your conference championship. How you see this one? How you see this one battling out, guys? Let us know.
Go ahead, buddy.
I have Texas winning this.
Okay.
Without a doubt. I mean, they're just overall the most dominant team in this conference. Behind them, I'm gonna stick with Kansas State, and then I want to put TCU, but I don't.
Okay.
You know what? I might. Ah, screw it. Let's put TCU. I was going to ride with you on Texas Tech, but I'm going to put TCU on there.
Okay.
That's fine. You go. Yeah. You go with them Christian people.
The good boys.
God bless.
God bless. Amen.
David, look after you. David, what about you, man?
I'm going, just once again, I like to ride with the teams that have the elite quarterbacks, especially in this conference, because there's no defense in the Big 12. Except if you go to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, then there's defense.
Yeah, right.
But no offense.
Yeah.
We're going to beat you 9-0, buddy.
We learned it from Iowa.
I was saying from Iowa. We took their playbook.
We had a quarterback. He figured out we don't have an offense. He went to Alabama. Or no, to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I'm 40. I'm a man. I'm a, of course, you know, ride with Texas.
Yeah.
Because if I don't, I'll get killed by Jenks.
He might murder you. He's watching right now. I don't know if he is. He should.
Could be.
The smart, intelligent move would be to go Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I'm not the smartest and the most intelligent person in the world, so okay. I'm going to go Kansas, Texas Tech. I think Big 12 is going to be one of those funky conferences this year.
Okay.
Expect the unexpected.
Okay, I like that. I'm going to say I'm going to go with Texas to take it. I will I'll say Kansas State.
Okay.
As a two. And yeah, you know what? I'll go with Kansas as my third.
Okay.
I'm not very confident with Oklahoma. Got to get the defense. Don't ask me about Baylor and West Virginia and Iowa State. I don't have any faith in any of those teams.
Everybody's going to find out how trashy West Virginia is week one.
That's true.
In prime time.
Yeah, that's,
at Beaver Stadium.
That's not. Why would they? Okay, here we go. Yeah, exactly. I know exactly why.
And former rivals, mind you.
That's true.
When they were both independents.
Yeah, when they were the independent teams. That was years ago,
Jeff,
though.
There used to be huge heat between the two.
Yeah.
Because Penn State had a quarterback transfer from Penn State to West Virginia, Jeff Hostetler.
Yes.
Who ended up winning an MVP in the in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Believe it or not. So, yeah, there used to be bad blood between those two.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
can't be bad blood anymore when you ain't got no blood.
No.
Yeah, sure.
The days of Geno Smith and Pat White are over with, folks.
Yeah, right.
You had JT Daniels, and obviously he couldn't make it, so now he went to Rice. So there's your legacy. And Iowa State and all those, Baylor.
You can never count out Iowa State, though.
No, but I don't know enough about the kid Deckers. I don't know if they have enough weapons now with that team.
Make a run, though.
If that coach pulls out, see, if I'm Northwestern, that's who I'm talking to.
Yeah, that would be a good go for. I mean,
would that be
Campbell is a hot commodity.
Would that be a downgrade?
No.
Did you hear about Ed Orgeron?
Oh, Ed Orgeron? Yeah, he was saying he wanted
Ed Orgeron?
That's how
I know. You look at the name and you think,
he going to come over that desk.
No, it's fine. I get it because I hear all the time.
Orgeron?
Like, yeah, it's Orgeron.
He ballooned to 550 pounds living in Chicago.
I need about 10 steak sandwiches and a couple of beefs and What else you got there? What's that? It's called a cake shake, coach. Give me a cake shake.
Give me a cake shake. Give me both seasons.
Go Wildcat.
Go Wildcat.
And then you just see him on the sideline with a spoon.
I know we're finishing up here. I just want to say, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I know everyone's saying this isn't going to fit. It's not going to work. Honestly, is going outside of the norm of getting a Big Ten coach for the Big Ten really the end all be all? Because let's be honest, the Big Ten for a lot of these teams, it's a lot of 3 yards and a cloud of dust still and play really great defense. Is it so wrong to suddenly say, hey, let's get a Mike Leach or let's get a Lincoln Riley or somebody that's going to throw the ball more and bring him into this
program? If it was a bigger...
Yeah, right.
If it was a bigger program, I'd say hell yeah.
Absolutely.
And to be quite honest, if they wanted to make a splash like that, Mike Kafka might be the call.
Might be.
I think he would be that guy that could bring that to them.
Yeah. But I understand Ed Orgeron not wanting to be, because when you got scandals around you, I get it.
It's a little fishy.
But hey man, that dude still goes out with women that are like 20 years younger than him. So props to you, sir.
Way younger.
Hey, yeah, at least he's not 40 like what's his name? What's his nuts?
De Niro?
No.
Mike Gundy?
No.
Urban Meyer?
Yes. God.
Yeah.
The guy we all
Urban
hate.
Urban Meyer's like 50, okay? That was
I know. He's going over the 19-year-olds.
Ed Orgeron is the kind of cool guy that women want to go out with because he'll give them a good time.
Uncle.
Yeah. No, of course.
He's got the cool uncle.
What I'm saying, he's not like the Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer's a creepy old dude.
Growing up on uncle. College sophomores.
Yeah.
So.
Disgusting.
Gross.
All right. Icky. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here. It has been a wonderful time talking with you and talking with these wonderful gentlemen here about college football.
Who the hell's he talking to?
Not us.
Wonderful gentlemen.
All right. These jamokes here. All right.
These jamokes. Jabroni.
These jabronis. Thank you all so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. Let us know your thoughts and everything. We always want to hear from you guys, questions or comments. Hit us up at BlowTWhistle1 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Any questions or comments still, too, if you want to ask us in long form, BlowTWhistleRadio@gmail.com. You can hear us on any of the podcast platforms except for QuadPod, because unfortunately QuadPod no longer exists.
It's because you didn't.
They forgot about themselves.
Because they forgot about themselves. But you can hear us on like Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and all these other wonderful sites. Anchor, just find us. You can just Google Blow the Whistle, and that's where you can listen to our beautiful voices. And you can see our wonderful faces again at twitch.tv/sportstownshy, where you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 o'clock, where we'll be talking all sports every single time. Having some guests on now. We'll be changing some things up, having some more fun. Still got the year killing me Smalls coming up every Monday, so be on the lookout for that. And I think that covers everything, if I'm not mistaken. I think we're all good.
I believe so.
With that, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here. This man's got to go call a baseball game. Thank you all so much for watching and listening, and we'll see you guys in the next show. Peace out.